Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 10th, 2020. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about challenges faced by Zimbabwean workers.
And to join this discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us for English at www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, go to www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, please log on to www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about challenges faced by Zimbabwean workers.
Civil servants held a discussion today to discuss their challenges, with most of them saying they are too incapacitated to go to work. They rejected a 97% increase offered by the government, which would have seen the lowest paid worker getting $2,033 Zimbabwean dollars a month. As a result, they are planning to down tools if government does not pay them salaries pegged on the prevailing interbank rates.
Parents with school-going children and teachers are facing serious problems ahead of the opening of the first quarter of the 2020 school calendar. Most parents say their monthly earnings are far below the official poverty datum line of 3,700 Zimbabwe dollars for an average urban family of five. The lowest paid worker or civil servant is getting 1,023 Zimbabwe dollars a month.
And doctors who have been on strike for more than 5 months made similar demands, resulting in some of them being dismissed by the government, which claimed that their industrial action was illegal. State hospitals are currently functioning below capacity due to the doctors' strike.
Tina hapa siyaphila sibili. Ye, namuntu sixoxa ke ngokubhekana lezisebenzi. Lapha sikhuluma ngezisebenzi ezisebenzayo, izisebenzi ezisebenza ba-factory, lezisebenzi zikahulumende. So siyabona ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende, isebenzi esihola imali elutshwane, kumbe ngithi encane kulazo zonke, sithola 1023 Zimbabwe dollars. Kodwa siyakwazi lokho kuthiwa yi-poverty datum line. Imali yokuthi abantu bephile imuli yabantu abangu 5 sizwa kutwa ke kumele bathole $3,700 a month kodwa ke khangela ke ukuthi imali eholwa umuntu imncane kanganani so kodwa kubakhona nje labanye abathi imali le yokuthiwa yi-poverty datum line iyafika kuma 7,000 ngoba lokho kwethulwa iZimbabwe Statistics Agency kungani nje ngokunye ye siyabona njalo ke izikolo ziyavulwa abazali abaningi bathi basoze benelise
aiwaku nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano palife talk nhasi kutarisa isu zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino apo nhasi vashandi vehurumende vakwanisa kuita ivo musangano nehurumende vachida kuti mari dzemuhoro wavo dzikwidzwe asi vawanikwa ivo vachinzi vapiwa 97% increase vakati kwete mari iyi haina kukwana vari kuda kuti vakwanise kunge vachibhadharwa mihoro yavo pachishandiswa interbank rate regai timbonzwa kubva kuna amai Alexandra avo vanoshandira musangano runomirira vashandi kuti zvii zvaitika nhasi pamusangano waitwa muHarare.
Hurumende kune wepasi anoshanda muhurumende ari mugrade B anotambira 1033 vanga vachiproposa kuti vaise munhu yei pa 2033 saka mukatarisa ofa yavauya nayo inotangira pa 2033 ichizoenda pa highest grade rema deputy directors ari pa 2935 for B grade which is the entry point in 97% but for my grades ari haya like ema deputy directors pamwe inenge yatova 80% saka inga iri on a sliding scale asi izvozvo zvese hazvisina mhaka nokuti izvozvo ndo zvatati hazvitambiriki uye hazviudzike vanhu kwatinotobvawo ko vashandi vanenge vatotituma vachitoratidza kuti kana izvozvo zvisina kuita dzokai kwatiri tizozviona kuti isusu tega tichazviita sei saka ndozvatichaita supposition yedu yanga iri yekuti tipei masalaries ari linked to interbank rate masalari zeda October 2018 naya patata mila 475 mongo tipa value yacho na kuindexa chi kuinterbank rate pati tichita satukona kuta vana kana kuda kutomboedza zvavo saka isu zvata kuita takudzokera kune vakatituma vakatituma kuti masalari zedu ngaindexwe iwavo ndoo vachatudza zvokuita asi takamira pano chatutwa ndechekuti vanhu vedu havazhinji vakaenda kana maholidays havasikwanisa kana kudzoka kumabasa and isusu we remain incapacitated takadeclare incapacitation last year in October 2019 up to now government haisati yaaddress vari kuti ivo vachapa ma750 cushioning allowance avaifanira kuti papa na December aiwa hatiarambe anouya zvavo asi still vari kusvika achiwira mugomba nokuti kutambudzika kwedu kwatina kwenezvikwanyanya mari haisi kutenga zvachose.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa isi zvaitika nhasi muHarare apo panga paine misangano yakawanda pakati pevashandi vehurumende uyezve vanosanganisira maticha nevamwewo vanga vari kuchema chema vachiti mari dzavari kupiwa mihoro yavo haina kukwana asi government yavo yaichitiyo ichavapa 97% increase vakati kwete mari iyi haina kukwana zvokuti vari kuti ivo pachavhurwa zvikoro vhiki rinotevera panogona kunge pachazoitika dambudziko nekuti vazhinji maticha havasi kukwanisa kuti vaende kumabasa sezvo vasina mari yekufambisa. Studio 7 yaedza kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi asi vehurumende vanga vari kuti ivo vanga vasikuda kutaura asi vanga vari pamusangano iwoyu. Saka ndo zviri kuitika ipo pano tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika tiri kutarira zvakare kuti madokta pari zvino havasi kushanda vari kutiwo zvakare havana zvikwanisiro. Vamwe vazhinji vakatowanikwa vachisiyiswa mabasa nehurumende uyezve kumahospitals ehurumende akawanda hakuna vana chiremba saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kutarisa kuti poitwa sei panyaya iyi uyezve kana muinei mihama neshamwari hadziri kusangana nedambudziko iri kana muri ticha kana muri nesi kana muri dokta pindai muchirongwa mutaure tionesane kuti zvoitwa sei.
Now joining us is our first guest Mr. Ambrose Bindi of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. He is also affiliated with the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Mr. Spindy, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, listeners.
Now, we see that many workers are saying that they've got very serious challenges. And at the end of the day, some of them want to down tools, you know, when the schools open next week. So what are the workers facing right now? If you can just briefly give us your insight into it.
Well, the truth of the matter is that we are having a serious crisis in this country. And the workers have made it clear to the government to try and rectify the issue of the economy, which is intensive care for now. But unfortunately, we are having a government that does not listen. For instance, now, I know the statistical office will talk about the poverty at time that is 3,700 plus. But in actual fact, the poverty is far much above that. If you go around the shops to get those items for 6 families, you'll find that the proper figure for the poverty at the moment is 7,000 to 8,000 a month. And with that again, we are still faced with a situation whereby the government also blundered. We have got the Minister of Finance, Tulinyoro. Mm-hmm. He'll tell you that he has given up to say that the service providers, the prices should be charged, the fuel prices should be charged, the interbank rate. But now when it comes to workers' salaries and wages, the story is different. And we are saying, what kind of a scenario is that? You are saying on the other side, you need the interbank rate. But the same workers were supposed to go and get some services and buy some commodities from those employers, no interbank rate. There is a confusion there. Second to that, we need to understand one thing. You'll find that at the moment, there is no money in the banks, although the government say you will promise some few weeks that money will be flat in the bank. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to us as workers? You fail to get the money physically, you now use the EcoCash or you now use the swipe. What happens is that you find that the price of the same commodity, when you've got cash, you may buy it, say, for 50 hours as an example. But now when you're eco-cashing, somebody runs something dollars. When you're swiping, $7 something. That's confusion. How then do you expect the workers to budget for their own? So when yes. The government, for instance, today mm-hmm. I have been reading that the government has offered some preserving some $2,000. So just starting, if you look at the tax component again, it's going to hit them. you look at this 2% component again, which you're going to be paying when you're now getting some comedian services. It is killing that 2,000. So in all honesty, we are saying this country is now in a tragic situation. And mind you, this is not the first time that the issue of the workers has come out. For more than 10 years, it has always been a song.
Yeah, so let us stop there for the moment. We are going to come back to you, Mr. Spindi. We've got a caller on the line. Yeah, so unjalo ke marvelous.
Hello, caller. Hello, Mkoma Blessing. Hey, taskwira, but we are produce the phone at this kukunzwai. Ora,
ndikukunzwai maserere.
Taskwira, but mi muri kunzwika muri kure kure. Ai, wakuri wadi muri kupi? Taurain, Fungazin.
Oh,
Mhm. I was yes, Nash Mountains, we case like a multiple it was say.
I was a little bit.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, lo baba u Thompson Ndlovu laba cingweni. Baba Thompson Ndlovu uthola njani? Baba Thompson Ndlovu uyangizwa?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Yes, so telephone ninunza.
Yeah, telephone.
Yeah, so ke siyabona ukuthi izikolo ngomvulo ziyavulwa. Sesilubuyelela futhi udaba lethu lesikhume ngalokuseni. So ziyavulwa ke izikolo kodwa abazali abaningi bathi abala indlela yokuthi bangazuza ngayo imali. So kini lapha likhona kumenjani konapho?
Lokho okukhuluma ngabantu kuliqiniso sibili ngoba as long as seZimbabwe umumo uyafana yonke indawo. So ngingazi ukuthi abazali bazenza njani ngoba ngizela kakhulu laba basemakhaya ngokuthi baze bathole imali leyo esize yekhulu leyo kunzima kakhulu.
Mhm. So manje abantu abaningi ischool fees basithola ngapi? Lawe ke unje nxa ukuthi labantwana abayisikolo uyayithola ngapi imali?
Hey, akunzima ukuthi ngikuchasisele ngoba eqinisweni umuntu osebenzayo imali ayisola ngayo leli. So xa kungena lutho elinye elenzayo isebenze ukuthengisa nje izinto ezincane, angiboni sibili ukuthi ingayithola ngaphi imali. Ngoba lezo zinto yakuzidingisa kuseziyazithatha ngeforage. So ngaphandle kwalokho vele hhayi akunaplani.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Ndlovu, uphosele ukugcina khonapho.
Ye, but hhayi mina engathanda ukukutho ukuthi khona angazi ukuthi uhulumende wethu uza njani nxa abantu ikhala kangaka. Yazi ufake izigodi emzimbeni ukuthi vele ngezukukhala kwabantu isilayithi vele kuye kunomali kuyilomumo esiphakathi kwayo singabantu ngoba thina nxa sithi sinabakhokheli sikhangelele abakhokheli abazenza lokho abantu ababakhokheli abakukhangeleleyo but okwakhathesi vele laba abakhokheli esinabo akanamhliziyo nabantu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Endlovu, ungathi mina kusasa ba.
Hayi, kulungile.
Okay, papa Endlovu, so he says a lot of workers are struggling really to make ends meet. And this says if you are a worker, you are getting money that you cannot use for a lot of things. So He says it's better off if you sell one or two things around and, you know, raise a bit of money as some supplemental income.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think everybody is now a seller, so who is buying? Yeah, it's so the biggest question. So, you know, a lot of people are actually having to hold down a lot of businesses to try and make ends meet. But let me take this opportunity to greet those on our Shona Facebook page. Watson Figna Kwalula. Anzi, Watson Ripa Mozambique. Good evening. Niz is in terms. I'm watching you live. I'm in Harare. Top fan wedu Thursday ndima kuti anzi cheta izvombo pasi kusvika mawedzerwa mari inoshanda ndokutaura kwari kuti try gondo ari kuti please call me ndivaisa namba dzake Lingard Chirewa anzi good evening I'm watching you from Masvingo munoziva zvekuita kuti kana mudoti kufonerai nyorai namba dzenyu makaisa makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti mukwanise kunge muchipinda pachirongwa kunavo vachangobva kupinda pachirongwa tiri kutaura isu nyaya yemihoro munyika vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti mihoro haisi kukwana kuitira kuti mhuri dzirarame uyezve zvikoro zviri kuvhurwa svondo rinouya vazhinji vari kuti mari dziri kudaidzirwa kuzvikora hadzisi kuenderera nemihoro Fraser Chicks Nathan Arti, good evening, fellow Zimbabweans. Loud and clear, I'm watching you from South Africa. Angela Magariro Arti, hi, Sismavi, how are you? Inini, I'm fine. Makadi kwa muri koko. Niziti Arti, ndifone reiwo pa. Ndova isa namba zake. Aiwa trukufona. Blessing Mate, anzo, I'm watching you from Harare. Aisa namba zake. Popane, Pamela Kumalo, anzi... no Ndebele channel today. I watch checka kuti iripo here live feed yendebele parisional and discuss vachatatarira pa page yendebele tione kuti iripo here. Thursday ndimari kuti tinotenda tete nechirongwa. Aiwa nesuko tinotenda kubva kwamuri munoti supporta zuva nezuva. Munogara muri pano kunyangwe data rikakwira. Kana rikaita sei mune muri pano mutibata nesu nyaya yezviri kuitika kumusha. Fadzita Fadzwa James and I'm watching you from Durban. Muri seiko zvenyu? Aiwa iko kuno tiri wadi. Uyezve kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa. Tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yemihoro. Taona nhasi sangano rinomirira vashandi vehurumende vachienda ivo kunoita misangano nevamiriri vehurumende kuti vataurirane panyaya yekuti mihoro yevashandi ikwidzwe asi tanzwa vashanda vachitivo pavapedza misangano iyi vanga vanzi vachapiwa 97% asi izvi hazvisi kuenderana neinterbank rate zvinoreva kuti vadzidzisi vakawanda svondo rinouya vanogona kutadza kuenda kuzvikoro sekutaura kwavanga vari kuita vari kuti ivo havasi kukanda zvombo pasi asi vari kuti havasi kukwanisa kuti vawane zvikwanisiro zvekuti vafambe kuenda kunzvimbo dzavanenge vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiita basa ravo sevarairidzi saka aiwa pindai muchirongwa hamutipowo pfungwa dzenyu muwanikwe zvakare muchinyora nhamba dzenyu makaisa macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikufonerei muchitiudzwa kuti kwakamira sei kwamuri ikoko tinoona pari zvino pana Luxon Gwizangwe ari kuti good evening I'm watching you from Durban. Anzi na munyaradzi midzi. You are loud and clear. Kwa tiri kuno anzi and we are proud. Aiwa nesuo tinoti makadi kwa muri koko jeche. No rest. Anzi, good evening. I'm watching you from Cape Town. Kwa kadi iko kukapa uko. Aiwa pindai mchirongwa vajinji varikunji mboza kadaise South Africa. Pana sisi blessing vambo pinda pano wanga waru kuchema chema vachiti. Marizi rukude zeru kwa kushikoro. Zakati one day. Uyezve kunyange vane mabasa emaoko avari kuita kunzvimbo kadai seSouth Africa zviri kunetsa zviri kuvaremera kuti vawanikewo vachizoendesa mari kuitira kuti hama vana neshamwari dzakasara kuZimbabwe dziwanikwe dzichiwana idzo kubatsirika Tafadzwa Vira, I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Masquera seiko pano. Aiwa isu tasquera shakanaka zvedu ameno kwa muri ikoko. Pindai muchirongwa muchitiudza pfungwa dzenyu. Kana muri kuda kuti tikufonerei mubva mawanikwa imi. Muchinyora makode numbers enyu zvakare. Panga pane mubvunzo pana pa Gibbs. Anzi, is there no Ndebele channel today? I don't know if you can check.
Yeah, we have actually checked that and it's not live streaming, so... We're trying to fix that.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the scheme of things.
Sisi Pamela, yes, Gibbs is just confirming that they are trying to fix the Ndebele feed. So over to you, Gibbs.
Yes, so we apologize that our live stream in Studio 7 and VO in Ndebele are not doing so well today. I don't know where the problem is. We're trying to fix it, but just be watching. We are coming shortly there. So ke sibuyele ku baba Spindi. Baba Spindi, eh lokho kona ucingweni. Uyangizwa baba Spindi?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa lithi.
Yeah, baba Spindi, phoke inxa abantu behlupheka kangaka, eh bengazuza imali kulento ezinjalo. Izikolo pose yavulwa yini ngefikezayo?
Well, okuyiqiniso uhulumende uthi izikolo zizavula kuvikezayo. Kodwa thangase sinanzelela ngabantu indlela abantu abahlupheka ngayo. Sibona ngathi kuzaba lobunzinyana izikolo zivulwe. Yebo kambe abale mali zabo bazabahambisa abantwana ezikolo ngoba ungananzela kathi ama-informat engeki amathi amabhuku adingeki lo phela nse besiyabi sithathe amabhoda besiya ebutshwane e-South Africa besiyabuya la mabhuku bezothengisa lapho ethengisana amabhuku la. Kodwa phezu kwaloko futhi indalo eyingcalo enkulu ikubana ababalisi bona ngokwabo bathi bona imali abayiholayo abasenelisi ukuthi benelisi ukuthi bahambe emsebenzini insuku zonke. Hatshi ukuthi baku-strike abasenelisi. So khonoko kuyadengisa ukuthi izikolo zizavulwa ngebizo kodwa eqinisweni ukuthi akula mfundo ezothatha indawo. Bese sithi bona ababalisi abalutshwana kumbe la abazaba le nhlanzi ukuthi mina esiyafika ezikolo iqiniso yikuthi bazafika bazihlayele ngoba nxa umuntu evele elambilele phango elokukhonona kunzima kafundisa abantwana. Loku sitshona kusitho ukuthi imfundo elizweni leZimbabwe lanxa i-constitution ukuthi umntwana wakhe athole imfundo kodwa kuyiqiniso yikuthi izakwehliwe phansi kuyabanjela izaba lokuvulwa kwezikolo. So ilihle besilibhekileyo khathesi okufanele uhulumende maqala linanzelele alenze indaba yamaholo abuye ekuqalunzele ama-facilities ngoba laphela le khona bemakhaya wahamba wathi indaweni emakhaya abantu abantwana bavulele ezihlahleni abasuzihlahla abantwana behlezi phansi akulala amabhenji. So konke khona kuyatshengisa ukuthi nxaba bazabela ezikola benizuba baqinisile ngoba uhamba njani usuyafunda ufunda umntwana engaphansi kwesihlahla zonke iy'hlupho ezikhona emadrobheni lakho uzathabula ababantwana abathi babefunda ukuthi ayi-hotsitting abaye befunda abaphandle baphume bayefundela phandle. Kuye khona kuya kudingisa ukuthi njengelizwe leZimbabwe sesimene esibi sibi kakhulu ezokuthi hhayi imfundo isilifundo yayibizwa eqinisweni uhulumende yehlileke ukuthi ayifake esifakeni esikhangeleliweyo esemthethweni welizwe.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Spindi. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana sithathe ubaba ongafisanga ukuthi siveze igama lakhe. Kunjani khonapho ecingweni baba?
Ngiyaphila. Njani nani?
Siyaphila. Ubaba kumbe
baba.
Mama kunjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Awuboni ke?
Njani nani?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Akutsho ukuthi wena ukubona njani okwenzakalayo mama?
Hayi, phezu kwamandla lokhu kuhle kusasa. Kungaphezu kwamandla abantu ngoba kade sinamdanzelikuma ukuthi isebenzi sikhala ngokuthi imali ayeneli anti.
Ah, sizamfonela futhi umama lapha sizwe ngani ifoni yakhe icine igeleza. Sizacela ukuthi uproducer yethu amfonele futhi umama sibone ukuthi enxa singamthola futhi. Silosizi ngokuthi ifoni yakhe igqumekile. So the lady was saying that the situation is really tough.
Mm-hmm.
So many people, you know, are struggling to send their kids to school and, you know, workers generally have nothing in terms of what they can show on the table, you know, for their kids.
Mm.
So she says it's really tough.
Yes, let me continue to read what our VOA Shona Facebook page followers, you know, they seem to be writing, you know, in agreement and some in support of, you know, the workers at least going to engage government to try and find a way to resolve the salary issues. Luke Samuel Simango, hello, Tetema V. Watching you from Rustenburg, nyaeva shandi avo, vasato mboye enda kumabasa kushikava piwa mari, inova kwa niranditi ndo urumende, ngava ite se urumende yacho. Nyasha Zimunyanza, I'm watching you from Harare, nyika ino inotoda kubaiwa, kutangwa pacha. Alina Boni, arukuta hello. Crispin Manando, and I'm watching you, I'm here in Lusaka. Tafazwa Vira, and I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Maskwira seiko pano, aiwa isuta skwira jedusha kanaka jeche, no rest. Arukuti, good evening, I'm watching you from Cape Town. Aiwa tunoku chingamiza isu, kutuara kwa taita nasi pano, trikukurukura isu dambu ziko, renye aya ye mihoro. Tunona nasi masangano, anumirila vashandi ve urumende. Asindukunzu kwa titina kola, rigaiti ni kwa wari, halo kola. Hello.
Hello.
Vapiri muripo era.
Vapiri muripo era.
Hello.
Hey, taurai tinswe.
Hey, taurai tinswe. Yeah, ndi vapiri.
Ya vapirika ndokumbira kuti muchune mudzikise volume ye radio ndirikuzvinzwa ikoko koko saka ima hamuchanzwika manje.
Ya ndachiona makuniza.
Ah manje ma right makutinyatsonzwika zvakanaka mati muri kumberengwa.
Ya ndiri kumberengwa hanasi ndafara kupinda pachirongwa cheJoseph ndiri mutevi weJoseph ndiri.
Ai wachirongwa ndechenyu ichitaura itinzwe kwakamera sei kumberengwa.
Hakuna kumberengwa kwakanyara mvura hakutorina zhara takatopiwa mapfunde zvemukwa kuti tiwane zvikafu inenge zvara chete.
Makapiwa mapfunde nani?
Social welfare.
Munhu wese ari kupiwa here chikafu?
Mari?
Munhu wese ari kupiwa chikafu here ikoko?
Ah, kana kukuku. Ndozvongonunganunga wopana sabhuku poi vanhu 4, 5, 6 jete vanga chisara kunze.
Ya chitipaiwo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemari dzemihoro iri kuhorwa nevashandi nyanya vehurumende takatarisa kuti zvikoro zviri kuvhurwa svondo rinouya.
Chindandandikuzira chachidze kuti kodene varayirizi vatogara pamba pavo vashandi vese vehurumende vagare kangekuda hurumende yedu ingaona kuti hayakoniwa kugadzisa matambudziko atakasangana nawo. Iyi ndiri student papabla waipoli ndakatopedza chikoro changu 2018 but attachment gore pera rose negore rino handisi kuidomboiwana kana saka vanoshanda vehurumende avo ila hurumende yedu ingasimudza musoro vafanira kutoti vagare kudzimba dzavo vatsvakire vanavo chikafu.
Manga muri kuita zvidzidzo zvipi hanzvadzi?
Ndanichiita electrical engineering pabla waipoli.
Saka pari zvino hamusati mawana mukana wekuti mushandise zvamakadzidza kuchikoro?
Hai zvino hanzvai ndaitombowana ivi natachimendi yachena hanzvai handina kutombowana kwese kwandakaisa mapepa kubva last year up to now hapana pandakatombofonerwa.
Saka muri kurarama sei zuva nezuva?
Ndee nditongova kuno kumusha ndichongokiyakiya orders madistriki ndogona zvangu kumbovaka vaka kuplasta plasta nokuita matenga edzimba dzekuno kumusha dzamaraunda.
Dai maiwana mukana wokutaura nehurumende maiti chii semukomana wechidiki?
Ano ndambovataura kuti ko vangadai vazorora because iye zvino ndine 38 years dokubereko anha kana kumbobaibwa kana chitupa kana zuva kana rimwe. Saka ndatochembera kosi ndava nayo but basa hapana. Saka ndaitongwa tati no please madhodha timbogaraiwo pasi kupinde vanana vangagona huvu kudzosa varungu munyika kuda mamaini namakambani angavhura.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo mukoma ndinoshuvira kuti zvikuitirei zvakanaka gore rinora 2020.
Ayo ndinoti nhasi ndafara kupinda pachirongwa cheJoseph ndosigara ndichiti ndoda kumbopinda kunimbotaura tingonzwa vangu. Aiwa vana chumava vana Joseph chumava hatatingatiri mukadai masiyana navo bhoza vanoti bhohwa zvavanenge vachititaurira paipai hasiyane navo vanhu vayo vanotitsvapura.
Aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu mukoma. Piri agarai muchidzoka ipo pano chirongwa chenyu tinokufonerai mukaisa nhamba dzenyu pano.
Hai ndichagara ndichikubatai shiwa shiwa. Ha please vana Joseph chimana nagaule vavo vakomana hai hai kana hai vanagadza chikumanzava chiyane nhavana mukoma dhora dhavanenge vachikutaurira hatiyane navo vanhava vanenge vachotibhowa tiitoboikana navo zvisingaitiki.
Aiwa tinokutendai vapiri asi tinokurudzirwa mubasa redu ratinoita kuti tibhalanse kuti tinzwe madivi ese nekuti tinotema tisina kwatakarerekera saka kuti tirege kuvadeedza hazviite. Saka muchiona paye tichiti aiwa ngavauye vataurawo divi ravo totorawo vekune rimwe divi votaurawo.
Pati divi ravo rachina handimona chionedza pavanava ivo matumba vakatetamuka vanava vari kuze kwenyika havana chinovatambudza isu tetiona moto tikanga waya muzimbabwe muno.
Aiwa tinotenda uyezve tinoremekedza pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Piri muve nezuva rakanaka.
Ndatenda mupase wose vana mukoma vana gift duvewe havese vafarisei vashamarira kuchiJoseph.
Aiwa tinovakwazisa. Gifts that you have a friend there.
Siyabonga mfoyi tungatina kusasa.
But he's complaining. He says, some of your guests, we don't like them. But I said, we need to balance. Unfortunately, it's not a choice. We have to balance whatever views come in. Whether people like them or not, we have to give both sides, you know, a chance to speak.
Yeah, because holding some kind of discussions without any kind of balance is like we're talking on our own. So, okay, slow Rafael Ncube, osekuchungweni lapha, what is his way? Utunjani baba Ncube kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila baba, tube njani?
Siyaphila, siyavula isikolo phela. Hey, kuhamba njani?
baba kunzima lapha ikakhulu nxa sikhangela ngababalisi abakhangela ukukhalala imisebenzi ngendaba zesikolo. Akunzima kakhulu ngoba umuntu uvele nxa esiya emisebenzini angithi kuyabe sebenzela imuli yakhe. So imuli lezi ungakhangela kakhulu ababalisi abasemadorobheni laphana, kutsho ukuthi ubhadala i-$10 ngelanga esiya lokuphenduka emsebenzini yena ehola 1023. So uvele kuhle esale engasela mali ephinde abhadalele umntwana esikolweni, kanti ngabazali laba bantu.
Utsho ukuthi phela vele usebenzela ukuya emsebenzini,
usebenzela ukuya emsebenzini endlini, akusadliwa lutho, amanzi kasathelelwa, amagetsi kasabhadalwa, usehlele ngumntu wezikwelide kuphela ngoba imali ayihola ivele kayikwani lutho. Ngoba khonapha thina siseZimbabwe sinjenje impuphu ikwana imuli ukuthi udle inyanga ipheli, siyithenga nge-400 RTG, i-50 kg, singakathengi izitshebo lakobani bandaba. Plus wena ungumntu ozabe ugada nsuku zonke usiya lokuphenduka emsebenzini, ugadisa lo mntwana uyombhadalela le sikolo, kusala kungalalutho vele. Ba-right nxa abantu aba bekhala ngokuthi ikholo lokukwezwa.
Phosela ukugcina aba bancu.
Ye, ngabe uhulumende ngumuntu, ngabantu abathatha izikhalazo zabantu, ngabe le ndaba siyalungiswa kudala? Ngoba amatisha baqalanga ukukhuluma kathesi ngale ndaba yeholo kudala, vele kukhulunywa izikolo zingakavali. Alibana ngayo indaba esilungisiwe, ngakathesi sikhuluma ngokuthi izikolo abantwana bayavula bayakufunda sokulungisiwe kuyo.
Siyawuza kakhulu Ncube, ube lempela veke enhle mntu omdala.
Hayi, siyabonga baba tu.
Okay, bye bye. So that is Mr. Raphael Ncube. He says, you know, government should listen to the needs of the people. So what is that? Ubaba uLungani usecingweni. Lungani, kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila kanjani?
Ngiyaphila. So ndilefoni ukuthi nguze kuhle. Ngwana ukhatshana mbijana? Ye, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njani khonokhu ke ungani abantu bakhona nangakho ukuthi izikolo ziyavulwa, abantu abahola imali enhle, abantu bayahlupheka, kume njani vele?
Inhlala yenza baba indaba yokuqala ngemali, isikole zonke nxa zivula any event that comes so it comes with grief every time. Siyakhala sonke isikhathi and akusho kuzenzisa ukukhala kwangikhona, ngikukhala kokuthi sibili abantu bayafuthelwa. Nje mina ngitshanise ukuthi eyi madida sihla vele sihlala sikhala sikhuluma ngento eyi-one itokoto izini izolo kuthange phambi kwakusasa sawusoke sikhala ngento eyi-one kuphela osofala ukuthi ingane ithi sikhuluma sodwa. Kathesi ungathi uyakhangela iholo, sikhala ngeholo ukuthi iholo yalibe liningi, but ule problem efana nalokuthi iholo ningaze libe liningi within a week bangafakela nale mali abayifunayo within a week yakusile futhiabesebuyele futhiukhalela. Okuthi ngisho ukuthi into leza kufuna ukulungisa one by one, kufuna ukulungisa ama-systems angikhona asebenze. Ngoba iholo nanalelo engingaze libe lincane, abantu abafike ukuthi bafuna iholo eliningi, bafuna iholo elisastena isikhathi eside. Ukuthi ngawo le holo uhola imali ikuthengisa impuphu, impuphu kumbe i-$100 i-$100 namna, ihlale phela i-$100 isikhathi eside. Ayikhona ukuthi lanxa uthi i-$20 ibe i-$20 namhla, $25 kusasa, $30 injalo. So umuntu losebenza kale senileyo asakwazi uyasebenza njenini. So into engaleyo ifuna uku-addressa once and for all, ngoba uku-addressa mbijana lokho hhayi
lokoye ku-addresswa njani Lungani, ku-addresswa njani kolokho? Ku-addresswa njani ngamafutshane sibili kungena manje, ku-addresswa njani?
Hayi, khona vele kumele ku-addresswe nge-government, but i-government yethu is very stubborn ukuthi asoze ikwenze lokho. Siyafisa sikuthi ku-addresswe, but i-addresswe yi-government, but very stubborn i-government yethu.
Hayi, sikuzwile. Ye, sikuzwile Lungani. Ungathola kusasa, sibe nempela viki enhle. Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke ubaba Lungani. Says government should address this issue like what Raphael was saying, you know?
I think we have another caller. Hello, Mkoma John.
Hey,
aiwata kasimba taura yenyu sitare nyu nekwamuri nokuti manyora kakawanda muchiti please ndifonere into Dr. Rose zvangu zvandiri kufunda.
Ndinogara zvangu kuitizi kumabhuku kuitizi.
Muri kumabvuku uku? Munoitwa mukomana.
Ndiri kwamukoma John.
Taura itinzwe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini ndakutora sepfungwa dzangu kuti iyo masivhu 7 ndivada atombopitswa. Dai zvaitogona atotambira kana 200 bodies here. Bhozi iyo vakatambira mari shoma ndokuti vakwanise kunorwisana nehurumende yavo kuti vatipo mari. Bhozi ndiri zvenda. Ndododoo maUS iwayo. But maUS andovawana 3-1 vari mugavhenmendi vacho ivavo. Saka ivo vakapitswa ivavo ka. Isusu tozokwanisa kuawana maUS 3 ivo. Saka vakaomeserwa mugavhenmendi imomo ka. Isusu tokwanisa kuzowanawo mari 3 ivo. Zvinovambopitsana iko.
Zvino vakaomeserwa hanzvadzi achatenga zvinhu zvenyu ndiani? Handimati munotengesa.
Aa vakaomeserwa vanobva vastrika ka. Vakastrika vobva vazopuwa mari.
Munoita kutengesa munotengesa chii hanzvadzi?
Mati?
Munotengesa chii?
Aiwa ndotengesa tengesawo zviwanikwa zvinokwanikwa zvakafana nemafoni zvatokuoda mutauto. Saka tuawana sei maUS acho kana iva vasingapimasivhu 7. Pari pavangasikoti mavhenda here zvinoitwa kunana South Africa kuti mavhenda anongopuwawo mari vachitanga mabhizinesi avo. Zvino hatina kwatiodziwana. Tiwana tiri vanhu vemumagavhenmendi ivavo. Saka ndaivambopiswa chaizvo ivavo.
Kudai maiwana mukana wekutaura nehurumende maiti chii panyaya yati kutaurira zvikoro zviri kuvhurwa svondo rinouya?
Dai ndatoona mukana wekutaura dai zvikoro zvakasvika tofanira kana kubhadharwa chaio. Bhozi zvikoro zvaka kune dzimwe nyika zvikoro zvakazvibhadharwa zvemagavhenmendi. Saka isusu sei zvedu zvibva zvazoomesera isusu vanhu vemunyika medu isusu tichiomerwa nezvinhu zvegavhenmendi yedu. Saka dai zvaigona zvazvo ka vabvita mafizi ese zvinozi mafizi mari dzehurumende idzodzo dzichipota dzichibhadharira vane mafizi idzodzo munozoonozi.
Aiwa ya mashoko makukutu hanzvadzi. Saka mati imimi pfungwa dzenyu ndedzekuti mari ngavanyimwe.
Vakanyimwa vachaita hondo yekuti vazopuhwa mari yacho. Saka vazopuwa mari dzacho manje tizokwanisa kuti tidziwanawo isusu vari pasi tisingakwanisi kuenda kumusoro ikoko.
Aiwa ipfungwa dzakasiyanawo idzo. Muve nezuva rakanaka hanzvadzi. Thank you very much. I think you have a caller.
Yes, we've got umsomi mlilo ukhona ngale ke koBulawayo. Baba umsomi mlilo kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kithi njani?
Hayi mphile kakhulu mlilo. Akutsho ukuthi ziyavulwa phela. Kuhamba njani?
Yeah, hayi ziyavulwa baba kithi ziyavulwa sibili ngoba sibili kodwa hayi asilamani. Noma balisi. Na silamani sibili. Siyasolta abantwana sizwa bathini. Abazali asazimali kona balayini kodwa thina kumele siqhubele umsebenzi. Asinayo leyo mali. Ngiyamangala nje ukuthi kathi umongameli usekwase siya kulifu njani ngoba hayi into zimaushumele isikhathi esingayo usebenzi overtime ili azame umuntu alungise izinto ayikhona okwelifu ngoba hayi ayifanelanga lesi simo silethu. Njalo amatitsha hayi amatitsha sibili yiwo kanye amasivi 7 yiwo aphela ayenza ukuthi into zonke zihambe sibili yiwo aqakathekileyo anto ebonaikho phela kwenza ukuthi kukhulunywa ngakho kakhulu kathesi ukuthi amasivi 7 kuyawutshewa amatitsha kodwa kusuke kube lukhuni ngoba kube buhlungu njalo ukuthi amatitsha aholisa imali encane even kungangenzekeka khona apha iholo abe lokhu esarholisa imali encane kodwa abantu abanjengamasotsha amapholisa ama-prison officers babehola imali engathi ngcono kodwa impilo engamatitsha yikho kubuhlungu khonapho.
Ngicela ukuthi ufake ngesikhiwa khona kho nxa ufisa okade ukhuluma ngakho ukuthi cha kancane.
Okay, yeah, I was saying that the teachers are very important. They are very crucial in the government, and it's very unfortunate that when it comes to salary increment, they are not well paid. They are lowly paid when compared to other civil servants like soldiers, those who are in the army, and prison officers and policemen as well. So it's a very, very unfortunate. And the president of Zimbabwe was not supposed to go to leave as of now because the economic situation is not really in good shape such that he might go to on leave. So I think he's supposed to work overtime so that things are well and normal. At the moment, I don't know about parents, whether they have the money to send their children to school. But as for now, we teachers don't have money, and we really need some money so that we also send our children to school.
Thank you so much, Baba Mlilo. Ungathini nokusasa ube lempela fike enhle kakhulu. Yes, so ngizokutawula khona.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes,
are you?
Caller, I understand you'd like to give us your take. What's your name, and please go ahead.
Yes, I'm Lazarus Sithole from Zimbabwe.
Hey, where in Zimbabwe are you, Mr. Sithole?
That's Chimanimani.
Oh, you're in Chimanimani. Iowa, go ahead, please.
Sure. I would like to say that the government of Zimbabwe, I hope it is listening right now. Right. In Zimbabwe, we have very, very good teachers, regardless of where they went to train. And the thing is that these teachers, they deserve money. And it's so funny that when these increments are made,
Mr. Sithole,
they consider the teachers themselves.
Mr. Sithole, can you reduce your volume? Because I can, it's echoing. I can hear myself over there.
All right. Yeah. Let me put off my radio now.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm saying the teachers, they deserve to be paid even more than doctors.
Yes.
Because even those doctors, they came from the teachers as well. And when we consider the work that is done by teachers, you could even shed tears. Because to make a person to be able to write is a big job. So they deserve to be given money as it is. The increment that has been made right now is just a cushioning. I wish if they could have doubled that to, say, 200%. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sithole. What are you doing out there in Chimanimani?
I was a teacher for some time, and I was just pushed off the work because of jealous people.
So how are you coping now, day to day?
Sorry?
How are you coping now? What do you do?
Still moving around, taking photos.
So you have changed profession now.
I wish to become a teacher once again if ever the government of Zimbabwe agrees to reinsert me.
Anyway,
but if it fails, then there's no choice. Otherwise, I might even leave the country. But I'm trying to live in the country so that I work with my people.
Thank you very, very much, Mr. Sithole. I hope that you are doing well over there, and may you have a good 2020.
Sure. I wish you the best, and keep on doing the good work.
Thank you.
If you were not there, we could be having that stress, which is a killer these days.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much, Mr. Sithole. Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vasitole vari kuti ivo vaimbova murairidzi asi pari zvino havasisiri kuita basa iri. Handisi kuzoti chakaitika asi vari kuti ivo pane zvakaitika vakazowanikwa vachimiswa kuti vaite basa ravo rekudzidzisa. Asi pari zvino vakuita basa rekutora mifananidzo. Saka vari kuti aiwa dai hurumende yanzwisisa yapa maticha mari yemuhuro yavanoda nekuti kuti munhu ave dokta anobva mukudzidziswa. Saka maticha ndiwo anozodzidzisa madokta. Kana president chaivo vakato dzidziswa na teacher. Kana nesu takadzidziswa nema teacher, saka vari kuti ma teacher akakosha muupenyu, saka ngavapiwe zvavari kuda. Gibbs.
Now, back to Mr. Ambrose Windy. I think you can say your last words, Mr. Ambrose Windy, and tell people of Zimbabwe what you think can be done to fix this kind of a challenge.
Well, what I can certainly say is that the first thing is that the government just has to respect what they've started. The issue that the salaries must also be linked to interbank rates, that's point number one. And secondly, the same interbank rate needs to be controlled. Government must come up with economic measures to make sure that it doesn't go up on a weekly basis or on a daily basis. Because even if you link it to the size in the interbank rate, but if it's a runaway interbank rate, it causes challenges because every month people will be short saying that's another issue. And the other issue again is that the government needs to do away with this 2% levy tax to say that if you swipe or you cash, you pay that. Because at the end of the day, you find that a lot of money go through that tax and people, they tend to, their income that they spend is eroded in the process. And obvious, what the government needs to do now is that the government needs to come to their senses and make sure that they put on some policies that will attract investors to come and invest in this country. And also make sure that in that particular situation, they avoid being bullied to other people and respect the rule of law. And also to avoid corruption. Because now the problem is that people are afraid to come into this country and invest simply because the uncertainty of the policy that the government put through and the issue of corruption. And we have got the corruption commission that was put in place. But in all honesty, we are still looking forward to who has been arrested under that commission. And we are aware that the top guys in government have been subjected to these investigations. But we haven't seen anyone who has been convicted. These are serious issues that the government has put into place. If they want to gain confidence of the investors and also make sure that this economy is controlled and they put it back into its place. And at the end of it all, the government must also respect and make sure that teachers, they engage the teachers, their civil servants, and all other workers in the country, and make sure that they pay them a living wage at the moment. Because what we are getting is just peanuts, and no one can really want to work in this particular environment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Spindi, and have a lovely, lovely weekend. Yes, this is Dr. Gesis Lubaba, who believe Kaule, Webber, the ZANPF. Baba Kaule, Unhaujanajan. Ngazijonile kakhulu. So ke abantu abasebenzela uhulumende bathi bathwele nzima. Imali abayiholayo bathi incane kakhulu. Nxa sukhangela i-poverty datum line uma 3,700. Bona umuntu uhola 1,033 imali ephansi. Kulo ohola imali ephansi uhulumende. Bese kubuya ke ababalisi bathi njengoba kunje abasoze bayamukele khona kade unikwa uhulumende kade ungasoze kuye ndawo. So ke bathi babona ngani abasoze babuyele ezikolo. Kulungiswa njani konke lokhu babagawule khanya kulo hlupula
kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi kulo hlupho, kodwa uhulumende ule ndlela yokululungisa uhlupho lolu, ukukhulumisana nezisebenzi zakhe nokunanzelela ukuthi izisebenzi zakhe ziphakathi kwedikele ukuthi inzuzo yazo incinyane. Kudingakala ukuthi uhulumende ancedise izisebenzi zakhe ngokuzingezelela iholo. Iholo libe ngeliphilisa izisebenzi kahulumende lezi, ngoba uhulumende uyazifuna izisebenzi zakhe. Ngoba njalo konoko sikwenza uhulumende akwenzayo kuyikuthi kade siphakathi komumolwana owama-austerity measures. Sesiphumile khonaphana sesisiya ebangeni lokuthi kathesi sokumele kukhangele amakhulu abantu abakulungisise konke zona ezinhlelo zonke nguhulumende.
Ye, kodwa-ke siyabona mbangela ukuya emsebenzini ababalisi kuyahamba njani baba Kawule?
Ababalisi bazabuyela emsebenzini ngoba ababalisi bayananzelela uhlupho uhulumende akade khangelane nalo. Bayazithisa ababalisi uhulumende bananzelela ukuthi uhulumende le mizamo yokuncedisa ukuthi impilo zabantu zibe ngcono, kodwa yindlela yakhona. Siyakhona phana lapho esesiyakhona kathesi, kudinga nje ukuthi abantu sibekezele.
Kodwa abantu phela bathi sebebekezele kakhulu, basebebekezele kakhulu baba Kawule. bathi lokho akusabekezeleki
lokho abasebenzeleka kakhulu nekhulumende liyane kamgabe abantu abaphambene phakathi kobunzima obumangalisayo kathethi lakho abantu baphakathi kobunzima kodwa-ke ubunzima bakhona sokuthi aye kupheleni ngoba ama-austerity measures la asephelile asikhangeleni umnyaka lowo ukuthi siphatheleni kukhona okungcono uhulumente asilungiselele khona
ye kodwa abanye bathi hhayi kungazani umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wabona ntuthu kungani umgabe wayengcono yinko kungazani into azilungiseki so ngamafutshane kolapho ungaphendula usitheni
yizitha zikahulumende lezo ngabantu abangafuni ukubona uhulumende ephumelela abangwazi abantu bezimbabwe bephumelela ngabantu abalenzondo ngohulumende okhona ngendaba yomhlaba umsimendi ishu liyana yiyo ebibisela izinto emuva kodwa hhayi phambili kuyayiwa emuva kuyiwa kathesi kwakathesi sibili into ziyalunga umnyaka nalowo iminyaka okulungisa izinto elizweni umnyaka okuguqula izinto elizweni ezomnotho ikakhulu njengomthule sitho esithi yena ama-austerity measures sephelile kathesi sithe sikhangeleni into okunye kwakhona okunye sikulungiselwe uhulumende yikuphi asini uhulumende yehlulekile ngase sibonile sibili ukuthi umnyaka leyaphutha impilo zabantu zingatshintshanga
hayi siyabonga kakhulu-ke ubambe khonapho ungayindawo baba gawule ye kunjalo
hallo khola hallo khola
hallo makabiko
ayi wathi wadithi kuthiora nani uyezve muri kuphi
muri kutaura nanindesaimhanda kumasvingo
kwakadii kumasvingo uku
kumasvingo kuri kutamburwa mwanana yangu
taurai tinzwi tiri kutaura isu nyaya yemihoro
dambudziko riri kuita kuti vashandi vabate sebhora inhau yekuti havana kubatana ndizoti ndisangatotona kuti iko zvino munhu wekuva kutambura hapa mari hapana handii mari pasinya kudaro katiitana kuratidzana amatita zvikoro zvichivhurwa avo haasi kuchema nehoidirino hurumende iri kubatsirira vanhu zvinooneka nemunhu wese kaziiezitana kutona kuti zvikoro zvichivhurwa vamwe vanoga kuti zvikoro vamwe vasina kubasa vamwe havasina kubasa saka hurumende aizirikusizwa nekuda kwekuti maticara masizi sezinzi vanhu vanoita vanhu vanoufara vanhu vasina kubatana hakuzezeo sakatokristide kuri kuti vanhu masizi sezinzi akwanisa kubatana vakwanisa kuchema ne-one voice yese vakwanisa kuchema kuiisani sezirine zinakuti zvinonene kuvarisizo
aiwa mashoko makukutu saka imi ikoko zviri kuendeka here zuva nezuva
nekuti njeya kuita tinotigwaza tinotigwaza nechekuti tiri kufamba hakuna chekuri kuti kozoendeka kana kuisira kumirwa mazoegavumende kunoti maviri ndoka takatavati hazvizviri kuendeka iko zvino zvinazina kumira zvakanaka mukaona mari yokuti ezvisao kana mutinekuta kozigwa mari anotanga vamugara makari zvina chekuti izvi hazii zvinhu zvekuti kwaikwai zvinoita maprofeshona zvakaita samatita nemare tichakurazira panhu vadiiakuti mari amari dzaudzika zvaisina kuvuikundokwadzishoni matita wedzigwa mari yakati manita kuzigwa mari yakati aunati vanharuka mariyakaaii atiko zvino zvitanga zvagarisa matari ndida kuzigwa mari nhasi mari nekuzigura zvinhu
aiwa tinotenda hanzvadzi muve nezuva rakanaka ehe thank you so much ingoti nhare dzenyu hadzisi kunyanyonzwika asi tinokutenda ichaizvo pana Lamek Mufushwa hanzi maswera seiko vatete ndiri kukunzwai zvakanaka ndiri kuno kuzaka panyaya yefees dai vakuru venyika vagadzirisa nekuti mihoro yevashandi ishoma chaizvo so Lamek there is echoing exactly what the previous caller was saying. Lamek is in Zaka and our previous caller there is also in Mashingo saying that he feels the people should speak with one voice and then go to government, because you're going to see that when schools open, some teachers will stay at home, some will go to work. So, you know, they are not united. They are not speaking with one voice in their plight to get their salaries reviewed.
So, Mr. Kaule, how best can the government fix this problem that people are facing? No money to buy food, no money to send children to school. What's the best way forward, Mr. Kaule?
The best way forward is for the government to engage the association that represents the government workers. And the best way is for the government to increase the salaries for the government employees. And so for the government, also for the private sector to do the same.
Mm-hmm. So, but do you think that the government can actually increase the salaries of civil servants?
Yes, the government will do so. And remember, there is a commission that is responsible, and that commission is looking into that, some of these matters, engaging all these other associations that represent, especially the Public Service Association and many other associations that represent the government employees. The government is doing all in its power to make sure that they do something for the government employees. And this is exactly mm-hmm. what the government, and the government is serious about that. And really, you remember, we are moving away from this austerity measure period. And now we are doing austerity for posterity. And this is exactly where we are right now. And it is for the government now to do everything in its power to make sure that something is done for the government employees, as well as in the private sector, those in the private sector.
Yes, cela ukufaka ngesindebele khona ukuthi pho kuyiwa ngapi empilweni xa ukuthi abantu behlupheka kangaka, kumele kwenziweni.
Uhulumende kathesi uyakhulumisana lama lezisebenzi zakhe ngokumelwa kwazo zingatsha ezijiyeneyo ezizimelayo. Ngokunjalo uhulumende kathesi kumele kukhulunyiswane, enanzelele uhulumende ekhangela njengoba sesiphuma ekubopheni amabhanti lapho esikhathini leso sokubopha amabhanti. Esiphelile phela isikhathi leso sokubopha amabhanti sokumele kulungiswe iholo lezisebenzi. Izisebenzi zenelise ukuthola imali ethengayo, imali eziphilisayo izisebenzi. Ngoba kumelanga zife izisebenzi, whether kuhulumende kumbe private sector, kumele abantu baphile. And umlando kahulumende weZimbabwe olawo ubona umnanakwa uchilo phambilini ukuthi ukangele uyabona, kodwa siphuma ebunzimeni, izinto zibezingalula. Abantu kumele babuzisise khonokho ukuthi kusiya phambili kuziba ngcono ile qiniso ihulumende kababa upresident umnanakwa uzawulungisa.
Yes, siyabonga.
Okuyikho kumele kube yisebenzi zakhe.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Gawule, ungathi nakusasa sizokutwa ke sile khola ungaqeda layo umabulas.
Yes, sir, we are trying to call Raymark Matiza, because Raymark Matiza anyora iye kuti kufonerwa panapa unge une luck, saka tinoda kumuratidza kuti aiwa tinofonera munhu wese kana tichinge tine nguva, uyezve pachinge nhamba dzake dzichiita zvakanaka. Saka kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, takuda kusvika zvedu kwamvura yacheka makumbo, asi tanga tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yemihoro yevashandi vehurumende. Saka tiri takamirira hedu mukoma Raymark vanyora ivo kuti pano kufonerwa hunge uine luck. Tirikuda kuti timboverenga zvamuri kunyora ipo pano, asi takutosvika kumagumo. Saka mukoma Raymark vakapika nhare dzavo vanopindawo muchirongwa, tongonzwa even if it's 1 minute. Hazvina hazvo nda timbowapa mukana. Hallo mukoma Raymark.
Yoi, makadii?
Aiwa, ndati tibva takutsvagai nekuti manga manyora kuti kupinda pailaki. Taurai pfungwa dzenyu, tasarwa ne 10 seconds.
Chirongwa chenyu chichakaoma tete. But anyway, there is no problem. Nguva dzachona dzinenge dzatifambei. Problem iri munyika yeZimbabwe ndeyekuti Zimbabwe is a failed state. Completely failed. Nokuti mukatarisa vanhu vakaita sana Believe Gawule avo vari kutaura, baba avo havana zvavanotomboziva zvavari kutaura. Something like anobva kunemwe planet.
Hatidedu, unfortunately mukoma Raymark, nguva yedu yapera, uyezve hatikurudzire hedu kunyombana. Saka tichakutsvagai futi next week, toda kuti muuye pachirongwa, asi todibheta imimi muri apa, Agaule vari apa, muchitaurirana kuti nyika yoenderera mberi sei. Hatikurudzire kunyombana.
Yeah, Gips. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Ambrose Sibindi of the ZCTU. Thanks also to listeners, to viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mtlanganya, who is saying have a very good night, and let's meet again next week. We know schools are opening, but please continue following us here. Like us, share our feed. Let's meet next week. Have a very good weekend. Bye-bye.